The Traveler's Journal, June 19th, having a cliffhanging experience. As more Americans discover the adrenaline rush and satisfaction of feeling their way up a sheer stone face, the popularity of rock climbing is reaching new heights. It requires as much endurance and concentration as strength or courage. Indoor climbing walls can offer basic instructions and a hint of what motivates one to really hang out. But to get at the heart of the matter, there's nothing like the real thing. Here's a glimpse of four heights for novice climbers to scale. The Schwangunk Range near New Paltz, New York, a two-hour drive from Manhattan, may offer the nation's most beginner-friendly climb. Its 300-foot white quartzite cliffs are studded with hand and footholds. The views from ledges along its popular routes, high exposure and shockley ceiling are superb. Seneca Rocks, West Virginia, is another excellent climbing destination. Laced with long cracks and ledges, the Ecstasy Route up its south buttress, 200 feet above the Laureline Valley, is guaranteed to get your heart pumping. El Dorado Canyon, a few miles up the Rockies from Boulder, Colorado, may be the country's most colorful magnet for rock jocks. Eldo's red sandstone walls, spotted with lime-green lichen, offer challenges for both novices and experts. El Capitan in Yosemite Park is California's most famous climb, but Joshua Tree National Monument, 2 hours east of L.A., may be more accessible. Its white granite domes rising right out of the austere desert setting. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.